Why are we just waiting for everybody else to join in? Everybody else join in, we good.
What's going on? You hear me?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Juice, Ace.
I'm in here.
Panda.
I think I'm about to be off work, too, at the perfect time.
So it's four of us. Nick not going to make it.
Who?
Nick.
Say Ace in here.
I said Nick.
Oh, you
yeah, can hear me?
I can't hear you. Nick said he out this week, though.
All right, bet.
First of all, can y'all acknowledge that they took Tyrese Maxey off of fucking Price Picks?
What do you mean?
Really?
That nigga's a gold mine. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, for real.
He sold yesterday, though. If you bet over. Under. He went under yesterday.
Thank
God. I bet on him.
I haven't touched him yesterday. Westbrook sold me, so I'm done with him. I don't know what else.
Oh, thinking. Westbrook.
I never bet on Westbrook, and I never bet on Tatum either.
I should have known better. That's on me.
Damn. My motherfucking buyer's calling me right now. I'm going to wait. I'm not this thing. She got a voicemail.
Did y'all bet on the Celtics and Sixers game tonight or no?
I did on accident, not knowing that Jaylen Brown and Porzingis was out.
Tatum about to eat, then he has to eat. And Drew Holiday.
Yeah. Go. I like Drew Holiday's line right now on FanDuel, bro. It's at 17.5. I like -118.
And me, y'all keep cutting out.
17 points? Dang. I'm in the warehouse, bro. Hold on. Let me get up out of here.
All right, y'all ready to get to these picks?
Let's do it.
All right, bro. We're gonna start with let's start with college football. First game I want to talk about is Louisville versus Miami. It's really a pick'em game. It's in Miami. Louisville's been upsetting a lot of teams. What do y'all think about that game?
Who want to go first?
You can go ahead and go first, dude.
Me?
Yeah, go ahead.
I got you. Louisville, Miami. Miami at home. To be honest, the way they played last week, they should have started Van Dyke against – that's a big game. I don't know why you start a freshman in a big game. They should have started Van Dyke. They start Van Dyke, I think they win. But they didn't, and they lost. They're at home. They're playing better. It's a pick'em. I would take them in the pick'em at home, to be honest. As long as they start Van Dyke, they should win. Louisville is a good team, though. I'm getting wrong. They air the ball out really, really well. They got a good quarterback, veteran quarterback. But it's a pick'em, and I'd have to go Miami based off how they played Florida State last week. I'd go Miami in the pick'em.
Hey, I'm definitely agreeing with Juice on that.
Yeah, I'm on that right there, too. But they got to play Van Dyke.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
Yeah. Go ahead, Ace.
I was just going to say, like, how he mentioned, if they play Van Dyke this game, bro, he starts that game. And if he can just get that ball moving, I think they definitely got a good chance to win this game. Because Louisville, they definitely didn't have the best defensive, you know, performance last week. And coming into this week, if they have that same momentum, I think Miami can pull it off.
My thing is,
I'm okay.
I don't know. I got to go with Louisville, man. I think Louisville, they got to get to the ACC championship game. And they got to see Florida State. So they're going to do everything in their power to make sure they can try to knock off Florida State and make a case to get to the playoff, even though I don't think nobody from the ACC is going to make the playoff. So I'm going to go with
Louisville.
Yeah,
right.
True.
Let me ask you guys this question, but do you guys trust Jake, starting quarterback for Louisville?
I trust him.
Jake. Do you know?
Do you for real though?
He started off hot.
My boy Jack is on one.
But lately, I gotta go Miami in the pick'em. I got you there at home too. They need it.
Yes, sir. I'm rolling with them boys.
I'm rolling with you.
All right, so I'm lone wolf on that one. I got Louisville. Y'all got Miami.
Yeah, you know.
It's always gotta be one.
You feel me?
It's always gotta be one. We can't beat the board.
Next game, we're gonna head to the Pac-12. We got Utah versus Arizona. Arizona is actually favored by a point in this game.
Let me tell you right now, Arizona plays hard.
Play tough.
They put a fight up against everyone.
They've been
having a lot of shootouts.
Back to back champs. Out the Pac-12.
I'm going to roll with the youth on this, bro, and there's really no reason. I'm just going off feeling on this. I'm not going to lie to you. You said it's a one point.
It's in Arizona.
On that score,
yeah, it's in Arizona, and they're favored by one. They both look good, but I got to go Utah as well. I'm going Utah.
Yeah, I'm rocking with Utah on this one, brother. Yeah, money line.
Another pick 'em. Give me the youth. But ASU has been playing people good, but at the end of the day, they lose. So give me the youth. Straight like that. I don't even
got to
say
straight
no.
Up, right?
All
right. That was
straight
an easy
up.
One.
Yeah, I'm going
to
go with the Wildcats.
So you got to go with the Wolf on that one?
Yeah, Wildcats go with a little upset. Not really, though. Really, look at it. It's not really an upset if they win.
Somebody got to keep track. It's not really an upset. That's what I'm kind of shocked. Actually, this next game, I'm kind of shocked at who's favored in the game, bro. I think it's the game of the week. We got Washington versus Oregon State. In Oregon State. It's in Oregon. Wow.
Hey.
2-point favorites.
Hold on, I just have to say this though. We just gonna roll over. We just gonna roll over the third on the list today.
No, we are gonna go back to it. I'll just say the Pac-12.
Okay.
I was ready to talk.
And I ain't gonna lie. Hold on. Going back to that last pick, my bad. I thought that was ASU. That's U of A. I'm still going Utes, but U of A is good, though. I was mistaking them for ASU. That's my bad. But I'm still going Utes. But, yeah, let's say the Pac-12. My bad.
Wait, is it Arizona State or is it Arizona Wildcats?
That's Wildcats, right?
Yeah.
That's why. U of A is good. It's not ASU. I thought it was ASU. That's my bad.
Nah, it's the Wildcats.
I'm still going Utes, but that's going to be a good game.
Can someone tell me why
Washington versus Oregon?
Yeah, why is Washington underdogs in Oregon State? It's a primetime game, by the way. It's a night game.
Honestly, just because it's the Oregon State. Honestly, that's the only reason why that's their underdogs.
The reason, so I have a little bit of insight on this. Oregon State, let me say, at the beginning of the season, ranked nationally, Oregon State was like a top five home team. So I guess like they're really, really good at home. Their defense is really, really good. If they can establish that run game, they'll kill clock. That's the only reason why I can see they're the favorite. And Washington has been, like, close with a few teams that they shouldn't be close with.
A good amount of teams. Like, Stanford was close.
Yeah.
Arizona State was close.
Exactly.
USC was close. Exactly. Utah was close. So, it was all close games. But
that's why they're giving the home team the favorite.
They know how to win those close games is what I could argue.
Well, 100%.
David Martinez is a dog.
But I feel like America is going to –
Are we all good? Yeah. Oh, cool. Yep,
everybody's going to pound the Huskies in this game. I feel like that's everybody.
For sure.
So, I don't know. It's a game – if I don't want to bet on it personally because I could definitely see Oregon State pulling it off with ease. But I got to see a Pac-12 make that college football playoff, so I'm going to go with Washington money line. Just to, you know what I mean? They got to get this money for me. So, 10 straight games, they got to do it.
Yeah, let's just see those. Do you guys think Washington's defense can stop Damian Martinez running the ball?
I think. I don't know.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Juice.
I was going to say yes. The reason I say yes is because I think Oregon has a good run game. It's a slept-on run game because they pass the ball so much, and Washington did a decent job containing them, but yeah, bro, I think they could do it. Like, over a span of four quarters, obviously no one's going to get shut down, but I feel like they can contain them enough to win, I think. I don't think UW loses until the Pac-12 championship if they lose, bro. Straight like that.
And they would play Oregon again, most likely, right?
Exactly. That's what I hope. I hope for that game. I want that to happen.
Hypothetically, let's say Oregon runs the table, wins the Pac-12 championship. Do they make the playoff?
They should be four, but we're going to get to the sauce. This combo going to get juicy because the next game we talk about really is going to decide who makes the four. I got some stuff to say for the next game, but they should. We'll see, though.
Ace, you got anything about this Husky
game? So y'all running with Washington then, right?
Yeah, I got Washington.
That's what I heard?
Yeah, I'm Juicy.
Okay, good. Well, I'm probably definitely going to go ahead with Oregon on this one, bro. They playing at home. I mean, shoot, like you had said, if it is true on the statistics of them playing well at home, I know they know this is a big game. Like you say, it's primetime TV. I think they will come out and ball. I think they will come out and ball, bro.
No, it's good. I respect that. I'm just not betting against that Heisman.
You feel me?
No, I understand. But I will say, the records, when I see that 10-0, I know they have, most times that L has to get them sooner than later, brother.
It does. No, you're right.
So I'm gonna just throw that out there, bro. With this big game on it being in Oregon, I'm gonna have to roll with them on this one.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if Oregon State won it. Period. But they play well at home, especially because it's at night too. It's just something about the night lights.
They play exactly.
Yeah, that's the best games, man.
It is a difference for sure. I agree.
Now we got the SEC showdown. You know, we got Georgia going into Tennessee. Not an easy place to play. Ooh. Alabama went there last year and got their butt whooped. So, is this a trap game for Georgia, you think?
Hell yeah.
I think it is.
Go ahead, Ace.
Hell yeah.
Pop your shit, Ace.
Hold on. Like, hey, my phone on 1%. Let me throw this on the charger real quick.
Go ahead.
There we go. There we go.
Okay, I was going to say, somebody, go ahead. Yeah, still there. Go ahead.
Hold on. I'm so sorry, bro.
Oh, my iPad
charger.
He said,
"Could I just say this right now?"
Go ahead.
The only reason I'm on the fence about this game is because I don't know if I trust Joe Milton.
Exactly. I was going to say the same exact thing, Panda. We're on the same page. But go ahead, and I'll go after Ace.
Yes, sir. Ace can go. But I'm just telling you, there's just too many boneheaded mistakes by Joe Milton last week. You guys watched last week's game?
No, exactly. Against bad teams.
Yeah.
Mizzou's a good team.
Mizzou's good. He makes those mistakes against bad teams, though, too.
Yeah, that's the only reason, like, I'm on the fence of this game.
I'll just go real quick. I ain't going to lie, because mine's quick. Brad, Georgia, I've been against them all year because they do not look like the original Georgia team, but they have proved me wrong every week. I don't think they lose this game. Because, like we said, Joe Milton is not it. I know they're at home. I think they're laying 11, too, at home.
10 or 11, yeah.
Yeah, Joe Milton's still not it. I still don't think they cover that. Georgia's going to win. They're going to play Bama in the SEC Championship, and that's when I'm on Bama.
I'm all in on Bama.
Bama's
going
to be the team to beat them.
I think Bama beats
them. Yeah, Bama's going to be the team to beat them. For sure.
The college playoff gets real juicy if Bama pulls that off.
Exactly, bro, because – that's where we can talk about Oregon not getting put in, because at that point, Georgia and Bama both have one loss. Georgia wins, you got to put them in there. Bama wins, you got to put them in there. But that means you bump Georgia out.
You're not going to take out Georgia if they get all the way to the SEC championship.
Exactly. So that's where Oregon might get hosed. Regardless, it might be two SEC teams back in there.
Hypothetically, if that happens, you got Bama and Georgia locked in. All right. The winner of the Ohio State and Michigan game is locked in. Who's that fourth team? Three, four options.
You kind of got to give it to Florida State if they stay undefeated.
What if Washington goes undefeated?
Then give it to them, for sure. But we were saying Oregon beats them in the Pac-12 championship. But if Washington wins the Pac-12 championship, yeah, for sure.
So you put Washington over Florida State?
I don't think Oregon beats Washington in the Pac-12 championship.
I don't think they do either.
I think they do if they play again. Ooh, it's in Vegas. That's right.
It's in Vegas, I got two tickets.
I'm back.
I don't know if I'm going yet or not. I ain't listening to sell, but just so y'all know if y'all want to go.
I heard what Juice has said right now, and that's exactly what we should have pinpointed there. With Milton not being there, it's definitely going to be more of Georgia's game, in my opinion. So I'm rocking with them on this one for sure.
Did they cover the 10?
I think 10 covers. Yes, let that. Yeah, I would definitely roll with Panda on that one though. So I'm going to take them for the game, but I don't think that they're going to go ahead and just blow them boys out there at home like that. I'm going to go with Tennessee on that 10.
Give me Georgia 14.
I think it's going to be a slow start for Georgia in that game. I think that's the one you probably want to live bet. Like when Georgia gets down, like let's say 14-10. Late in the second, I'd live bet Georgia.
Yep.
Come out of the second half and blow them out. So get some points for free. I'd wait, get it live when they're down, because I see Georgia starting off slow in that game.
I can see that. I agree that. I agree.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
All right. Any other college games y'all want to talk about? Y'all want to go straight to the NFL?
Yeah, let's jump in.
We got probably one of the games of the week tomorrow night already.
Wait.
Go ahead.
Can we talk about Kansas State and Kansas?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Fendi. How do you feel about that game? I'm not going to lie.
You said what?
Jim, how do you guys feel about that game?
Hold on, I'll go right now. Hold on. Give me 1 second, y'all.
It's an interstate Kansas game. State, it's a rivalry. Kansas. So, I don't know. I don't got to lean either way. It's one of those games you just put on, just watch. I saw what Kansas did last week. They lost their quarterback. Now they're down to their second string. I don't know who.
My thing is, but do you think Kansas State covers that in that -8.5?
Are they at home?
Yeah, that Jayhawks at home.
Jayhawks.
But I'm staying away from that.
I think they covered 8.5 because if you give Kansas State 8.5 and Kansas got their backup quarterback in, give me the 8.5 all day.
And a rivalry game. But do you trust Will Howard after that?
I mean,
go ahead,
Juice.
Oh, my bad. I finally got out of work. But anyway, K-State -8. Give me that. K-State hard. Both quarterbacks. They run this weird 2-quarterback system with Will Howard and the backup. I forget the backup's name, but he got the long hair, but he could run and pass. I think he's better than Will Howard, if you ask me. But, yeah, K-State's the truth. Their defense nice. They run game is crazy. Kansas quarterback Jason Bean, the backup, he's injured a little bit, and he's a backup already. So, yeah, give me that -8.
I'm taking that Kansas State -8.5. Yeah, always.
Yeah, give me that Kansas. Give me that K State. Sure, K State's nice, bro.
I'm rocking with Juice on that one. K State for that game, easy. I think they handle it easy.
K State, yeah. I low key do too. Even though it's a rivalry, I still think they handle it easy. I feel like this year's rivalry week is not going to be like it normally is.
Yeah, normally is.
Well,
yeah.
Shit, that Ohio State Michigan like game going to be juicy.
Dog, bro. That one, that's all. Yeah. That one you
quick,
got.
Quick question on that game before we get to NFL, though. Whoever loses that game, let's say it's a 20-17 game, Ohio State wins. Do you take Michigan out the playoff for that? Or do you, like, vice versa, you take Ohio State out if they lose by field goal? Like, how do you feel about that?
I personally think I'll go real quick. I feel like Michigan's been the better team all year. You can't really kick them out. Ohio State, that Kyle McCord just ain't. He's not it. I know they got Marv, but they just not it to me. I don't know. Their defense has gotten a lot better since the previous years, but exactly, bro. They're not the same. So Michigan loses, they stay in. Ohio State loses, they out. Easy.
They're number one, though.
Oh, damn. I didn't know that. Okay.
Ohio State's number one. Michigan, I think Michigan's 2 or 3.
Yeah, Michigan's 2.
Yeah, then Georgia 3, yep.
Damn.
You feel me?
I don't know.
Cool.
This is
why the playoffs should have always been. It should have always been 8 teams. I don't know why they had it at 4. That didn't make no sense to me.
For sure.
You're trying to keep it interesting.
Way too interesting.
100%. As NFL week is a huge week for a lot of teams.
There's some good
games, bro, this week, in my opinion.
So it starts off Thursday night, one of the biggest games on the slate. I don't know what to expect.
Man, I'm
night.
Telling you, in my opinion, bro, I'm rocking with the Bengals on this. And I can tell you why, in my opinion, I'm rocking with the Bengals on this.
Go ahead.
Because they've been kind of not playing, having the best season this far, you feel me? They really haven't. But I just feel like it's time for them to wake up. In my opinion, that's just what's going to happen. They're playing Lamar at home. I think Joe Burrow will have to – actually, hold on. Is Joe Burrow in route this week?
Joe Burrow's playing. It's in Baltimore.
It's in Baltimore.
Both teams just came off heartbreaking losses, end of the game, field goals or whatever it was. So,
I see. This is the game that Joe Burrow needs to make a statement to get back to that playoff picture.
And that's kind of why I'm rocking with him on this. I know last week, I think it was 5 games, all were decided by a field goal running out of time. And I know it was like the most in an NFL week or something, like on an NFL day.
It was like
6
games because Monday night,
and
too.
So, I mean, yeah, I remember that upset with the Browns as well. And you called that out, D. But more or less, you know, I kind of have that same feeling here, that they do have a little bit more to prove this week. The Ravens kind of have, you know, been doing their thing, but they have had some ups and downs. And I think this game coming in Thursday night, tomorrow night, Joe Burrow is going to do what he has to get done, for sure.
Go ahead, Jason.
I'm rocking with Bengals.
Can we agree right now that the NFL having the Ravens ranked top five is fucking insane? No.
You don't think the Ravens are top five team?
I think they're well.
They have them at number three. They have them above. Me, personally, being biased, I'm a Niner fan. Do you think the Ravens are better than the Niners?
I think they've played better this far this year. We're not going to forget the Niners went a whole month without winning a game.
For sure, yes.
You really think so? I mean, they both lost to the same team, right, this past week, right? They both lost to the Browns, correct?
Yeah, but that's a division rival. They played them twice, whooped them the first time.
You guys think they're solidified at number three right now then?
I think, yeah. Right now, like, based on what they've done, they're the top five team in the AFC, or not AFC, in the league. Probably top two in the AFC besides the Chiefs. Chiefs been balling. Under the radar balling.
Oh, that Monday night game is going to be so interesting.
We'll get to that one. I'm going to go with my pick. Every week I go with the Bengals because I fuck with the Bengals. When they're in the playoffs, when they was playing the Bills, I'm Bengals, smash the Bengals. They're not playing with T. Higgins tomorrow. Sam Hubbard, their pass rusher's out. So short week. They got to travel to Baltimore. They're giving them 3.5 points, which I want to take because it's a field goal. I feel like it's going to be a field goal game anyway. If I had to bet anything in this game, I'd probably take the Ravens, money line. And I think it goes over, bro. I think it's low-key going to be a shootout. Like, primetime games normally aren't shootouts. I always take the under, but both these quarterbacks are going to come with visions.
Do you think a turnover by one of the quarterbacks decides the full game?
I think they both turn it over.
I don't think Lamar turns it over.
I think...
He's for sure turning that ball over.
Lamar gonna have a fumble.
He's turning that ball over.
And you think Joe has a pick?
Yeah. I don't think it's gonna be his fault, but I think he does. This is the number one defense, like, on paper. Pass defense.
Who is? Ravens. Oh, I was gonna say the Browns are, but yeah, no, the Ravens is nice. That's why.
They've been balling, bro. Their defense has been balling for sure. They've been keeping all his. I'm not gonna lie. Lamar has made plenty of mistakes already this season, and the only reason their record is what it is because the defense does their damn job.
Exactly. Man,
give me Ravens in that game. I don't even got to talk. Ravens is like that. And it's a divisional game, and it's at home. Ravens if both.
Minus three. Give me Ravens.
I think after.
All right.
I think after Thursday, man, the Bengals going to be they're going to add a W on that record, bro. I'm going with Bengals still on that.
Yeah, I think Joe Shiesty has come out. This is like they need a win right now, and he needs to show out.
The Bengals do need it more, but I'm going to go on Ravens.
They do need it more for sure, but nah, the Ravens ain't going. Give me that.
Well, I know if it's coming down to that, they're giving them 3.5 points too, bro. I'm definitely rocking with them boys tomorrow night. Definitely.
That's a good pick. I'm not mad at it, honestly. I'll probably wait and see who scores first, then take it live. I like doing that shit.
Honestly. Be alive better.
I'm alive better.
Yeah, live better.
I'm like when the team I root for goes down 7-0. I'm like, bet. Now I got 6 free points. I'm gonna take it.
Jeez.
All right, next game. What's that game right there? Steelers versus Browns, same division. Deshaun Watson out for the season with a broken shoulder or something like that.
That Browns defense is going to be way too much for that Steelers offense.
That's what we thought week one. Not week one. They played like week two and Steelers beat them.
Bang the under. That's all I got to say.
Under. It's like hammer 36.
That under. Hammer that under. I don't care. Hammer that under. Kenny Pickett is not doing nothing. It's Myles Garrett versus the Steelers.
That
defense is crazy.
I'm hammering Cleveland on this one. You have to. Cleveland's defense just look. They look
powerful.
The Steelers are horrible, bro. 6-3. I don't know how they're 6-3. I really don't.
It's Mike D. The only reason they're 6-3 is because it's Mike Tomlin, baby. He's a good coach. He's a great coach. I'll give it to him. And their defense has been playing crazy, too. Don't get it wrong. But I like the Browns defense more. But give me that under. That game's going to be like 13-7.
13-7.
No, that's a good call out because I feel like it's gonna be a low scoring game too, bro. I don't think if they bust more than 20 points like that, 13-7 is exactly where it need to be at. I agree with you on that.
Bro, I'm hammering the under. I ain't picking a team, but give me the under in that game, and we just gonna sit and watch a great defensive battle.
Yeah, I personally think that the Browns are gonna get one touchdown, and after that, it's just gonna be a standstill. Nothing's gonna happen.
Who can? Yeah, exactly, bro. I feel you.
I'm gonna take the Browns money line.
Yeah, I just don't think
Browns money line.
Yeah, the Steelers' offensive line cannot handle that rush.
Only because they're at home. The only reason I'm doing it, I don't care if Deshaun's not playing. He wasn't playing that great anyway. Browns -1, I'll take it.
Yeah.
All right, next game.
Arizona versus Houston.
That's my upset this week, bro. You know me. I love me some Kyler Murray. Pause. You feel me? I'm going with Arizona on an upset. Give me the +4.5, and I'm going to sprinkle a money line on there. Everybody's going to be betting on Houston. They love, what's his name, CJ.
Let me piggyback off that because I'm definitely rocking with Houston for that same reason, bro. I just like the way he's been playing. I'm like, you know what? He gonna make something happen, bro. He gonna make something happen.
90% of America gonna with that same thing. That's what I'm going with.
I'm going with Texas, man. I don't feel like Kyler Murray is a Kyler Murray. I wish he was. So I'm gonna just let you go ahead and take a full responsibility for that man this season. I'm gonna go rock with CJ on this.
I just feel like he's playing for his job. He knows if they lose too many games, he's done for. If he doesn't look good, he's done for. So he's like, I gotta win, like, period, for my job. Because no one's gonna buy that contract off the Cardinals, and they can't trade for him. If they have enough, like, 6 wins, 5 wins, they probably won't draft a quarterback. So I'm gonna just go Cardinals. I think he has to win this game.
And I like the Texans and what they got going on with Nico, Tank, everybody, you know, CJ. I'm rocking with them on this one for sure. I don't think the Cardinals defense is going to put too much of a, you know, I guess you could say lockdown on this goddamn boy hard. This week. So let's see what happens. No, they definitely have a decent defense. I'm just saying I don't think it's going to be enough to just lock down everybody that we can mention right now. You know?
You're right. What about y'all, Juice, Panda?
I got it. Same thing.
Kyler is good, but I like D'Amico as a coach, and he's super smart. I feel like he has the scheme to stop Kyler's run game, to be honest. So if it does come down to who got that ball out, you know CJ, he's going to do what he do. He's been doing that. So
give me CJ
on the money line. I don't even know what the spread is, but I like the Texans for sure. I think that defense, they can handle Kyler.
And to piggyback what you said is that D'Amico knows how to do that. He was the defensive coordinator for the Niners, and we have played – Tyler multiple times. He knows how to stop that.
He knows how to stop that for sure, bro. Give me that. And Kyler's gonna train for baseball. He done with football. He still got that baseball back pocket.
Hey, I'm cool.
Done with football anyway.
I'm cool being this lone wolf over here. Give me Kyler.
Hey man, like I say, it's always one, man. Somebody gotta do it.
Next game on the slate, AFC South, we got Tennessee going to Jacksonville. Who wants to go first on this one? I don't really care about this game, to be honest.
I don't really care about this game.
I'm going to jump in and say my pick. Then, really, realistically, the only reason I'm going to say this because I've been watching a lot of Tennessee because of Final Fantasy, and I got Derrick Henry, and their run game fucking sucks this year. That's just point blank, period. It's
horrible.
Yeah. It's fucking horrible. And for that reason, I'm going to rock with the Jags this week. I don't feel like Tennessee is just going to make this big, impactful performance this week. Hopefully, I'm wrong for my sake. But, you know, I'm rocking with Jags. I'm definitely rocking with Jags.
I've been there piggyback on it quick. I've been watching the push Jags football because I got Trevor as my quarterback, and he is. I'm not off this game. I wouldn't even bet this game because I could see going over.
We can't hear you. But, yeah, personally, I don't really care about this game. If you had to take a pick, I would take Jacksonville just because their defense will be able to hold up their Titans' horrible run game. And I really think Trevor Lawrence doesn't bounce back in a huge way, but I think he bounced back.
I think
this weekend, at least
it's a perfect game to bounce back. So, you're going to the Titans. Their secondary is shit. The Titans can't run the ball. They got a rookie quarterback. Jacksonville just got embarrassed by the Niners last week. I think the Jaguars win the game. However, I don't think they cover the 7 points. So if I had a bet in this game, I'd take Titans plus seven. It's just a division game. 7 points is a lot in division games. So I'd just take the Titans plus seven if I had a bet.
This next game we have on the board. The Raiders versus Dolphins.
You want me to get into that? Because you already know what I'm going to say.
Talk your shit.
All right, so being a realist, right, I'm a Raider fan, so everybody who just listened to this, just in one ear, out the other. The Raiders don't travel well, especially when they go to the East Coast. So, like, you saw when we played Chicago, we got blown out. Saw when we played Buffalo, and Buffalo got blown out. So the line being, was it minus 13 for the Dolphins? That is a lot of points.
13.5.
Yeah, 13.5. Me, personally, I'm taking the Raiders plus a 13. If you want to be safe, I'd buy it up to 14.5, just two touchdowns. I don't think we get blown out that bad. And if we come out playing like we did the last couple of weeks, if we keep the Dolphins under 20 points, I think the Raiders win. So I will be putting a money line bet on the Raiders plus 550 straight up. So that's my pick.
Do you think your quarterback can pull it off?
I don't think it's about him. I think it's about our defense. If we hold the Dolphins under 20 points, we will win the game. I don't know how we're going to do it, but
realistically,
we got to.
Yeah. Okay. Realistically, do you think you guys can?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm going to be honest defense, with you. I'm
like,
not,
normally, our defense is dog shit. I'm not going to lie to you. But this season, they've been balling. They've been holding teams under. Like I said, the Buffalo game was just an anomaly. If they can hold the Dolphins under 20 points, I think we have a chance.
Bro, I'm going to say this, and I may sound absurd to you guys, but I'm actually rocking with the Raiders this week.
I knew I wasn't crazy.
I'm rocking with the Raiders this week.
From a betting standpoint, I would take the Raiders plus 13.5, betting standpoint, yes.
Most definitely. I mean, that spread to me is comfortable, but I have a feeling that kind of how D has said, I feel like something's going to happen this week where the Raiders actually turn it up on defense, and Miami, they're going to score, but they're not going to be moving the ball as we have seen. They're not going to have no 35, 40, 50-point game this week. And if that is the case, I think the Raiders, for some reason, some telling me to rock with them this week, and that's what the hell I'm going to do. So I will go ahead and second that with D, and I'm going to be rocking with you on the money line this week, and I'm definitely taking that spread.
I just don't know. With a 10 coming back, and then you have Raheem, then you have Tyreek.
Off a bye week. Off a bye week.
They're off a bye.
Yeah,
I'm aware of all the obstacles. I'm aware.
And like I'm saying, this is a goddamn NFL, and I have seen
that's true.
NFL shit happen. And I'm telling you, this week, right now, with this Miami, everyone is going to be putting money on them boys. I promise you, 95% of people who bet, including Raiders fans, will probably be going with the goddamn Dolphins this week. And this is the perfect opportunity for them to go ahead and take some money back. I'm not going to say – I'm not trying to be the script buster on this one, but I'm rocking with the fucking Raiders on this, dog. I swear to God. I'm rocking with the Raiders, bro. Straight up.
They're going to pull it off.
Betting 10 points, I would take the Raiders plus 13.5, but I think Miami wins this game regardless.
I think
Miami rolls y'all. Y'all hamstrings are not stretched. I'm not ready for that. Hammy's just coming off the bone Sunday, bro.
All right, Juice. You saw how we played y'all on defense. Y'all got a similar offense.
We don't got burners like Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Raheem Mostert.
But y'all got A-chain. It's high powered, is what I'm saying.
No, yeah, for sure.
Y'all,
no,
y'all
40 playing
on any team.
No bias. Now I'm going to put my bias aside, you feel me, because I'm a Chargers fan for those that's listening. But, no, y'all team has been playing crazy. I'm on the Raiders hype, and I'm on y'all bandwagon right now. But this is going to be the real test for y'all on that coach, because the two teams you guys have played haven't been that great, if we're being honest. But y'all got the dub. I don't care. A win's a win in the NFL. This is going to be y'all's true test. 13 is a lot of points. If it's 13.5, I would take y'all. I would take y'all if it's 13.5. But 13, I see them winning by 13 for sure. They're at home. Yeah. Give me Dolphins if it's 13.
All right.
Now, for betting standpoints, you take the Raiders. You hammer the Raiders at 13.5.
If you give me that half, I'll tell. But if y'all don't give me that half, I'm Dolphins.
And in a just in case factor, that's exactly why I'm rocking with money line that week too.
You feel me?
And I do not feel like, you know, the Raiders are this big superhero team that just got super good over the weeks. I just feel like something's gonna happen this week with them. So
we're just gritty with grimy. We're on a yep. roll. We beat the best teams in the world, but a win's a win, and those carry over. The Dolphins just came off a loss in Germany, got a week off. They might be a little rusty to start the game. I think we just start out hot start and just keep the lead. I think we'll be all right.
But let's also put this out there that this is a big game for the Raiders too. They're in the hunt right now for that wild card position.
They are 100%. Why I'm rocking with them? They know they have something to play for. They're playing for something on this, you know. Miami, they know they're the better team, but Raiders are playing for something this weekend. We'll see if they can put it together.
We're not that good on the road. 1-4 on the road this year. But something's got to give. We got the Dolphins and Chiefs the next 2 weeks. We got to win one of them. So I pick us to at least cover this week, but probably pull off the W. But
no, let's get to that next I like game. Y'all get the Chiefs.
Yeah, do you think you have a better chance of being
a Chiefs? I think Chiefs going to whoop your ass, though. This week I got faith in you.
I got more faith next week because we're at home, but I just like to keep the wins rolling. So if we can get 3 in a row, I'll take it.
I hear that.
All right.
I hear that. Next game.
Cowboys, Panthers. I don't really want to talk about this that much. Cowboys are going to win the game. If they don't, we're just going to laugh at them. So.
Yeah, I was just thinking Bryce Young, not it.
So. I would definitely be shocked if Panthers pull this off in the slightest way. What's the spread on this?
10. Give me the Cowboys minus 10. Carolina.
You know what? I'll take the Cowboys at 10 still. No bullshit. I think it's going to be their game, period. It's an early game, too. You know, they're just going to knock them out, bro, and go enjoy the rest of the goddamn day. Go get some lunch.
Yeah.
I can't see Dak fucking this game up and throwing a couple of picks when he shouldn't. So, as long as they just stick to the script and run the ball.
Dak will always be Dak.
Now that's what Dak does, bro. I mean, I thought we were expecting that. I still think they're going to win the game, though.
I think they win the game. I think they cover, but if Dak comes out sluggish and he throws a pick early and you see the Panthers up 10-0 off rip, I wouldn't be surprised. Because the Cowboys tend to lose games like this, like they lost to the Cardinals back in, like, week 3.
In all honesty, as long as the Cowboys aren't playing the Niners, they're going to cover. So give me Cowboys. Straight up, bro. They had a minus 17 spread last week, and they covered that.
Easy.
Can I get a pack of the Backwoods, Sweet Aromatic? But, yeah, give me Cowboys.
can I get a Sweet Aromatic?
Yeah.
But yeah, the next game is Bears versus Lions.
Justin Fields is back. I mean, that's a good sign. I still think the Lions spank them. But I see a shootout out in Detroit in that game. I'd probably take the Lions and the over.
Do you have a chance of covering that plus 9?
It's a division game. I don't like doing that in division games. So I'd take Bears plus. I'd buy it to 10, and then I'd do it that way. Bears plus 10 and the over.
I think the Lions cover that minus 9. I just don't think Justin Fields' first game back. I think it's going to take a few weeks for him to readjust again.
I think, like I said about Kyler Murray, he's playing for his job.
Go ahead, Ace. Go ahead.
No, I'm definitely agreeing with you guys on this. I'm going with Detroit. I know Justin Fields is coming back and all, but I don't think he's going to have the greatest game. So for that same reason, I'm rocking with the Lions.
I just think the Bears-Lions cannot hold Aiden.
Hold on. I might be connecting to my... You hear me?
Yeah.
Yep, we hear you.
After we just played the Lions and watching that game, boy, that offense is something serious, for real.
Yeah, like, bro. They got some talent there for sure.
Yeah.
They know how to scheme some shit up, and they can run some plays, bro. So, I don't see the Bears even scoring that much, to be honest. Like, DJ Moore, he going to get his receptions like he always do. But, give me Lions. Minus the 9, they going to cover that. It's probably the Lions' fault. My question.
The Lions are at home, yeah.
Oh yeah, give me the yeah, baby, give me the Lions.
Knocking with them boys.
I'm low yeah, I'm today, rocking yeah.
them, bro. They nasty. They are.
You thinking Bears money line, Dre?
I know. I like the Lions to win the game, but give me the Bears. I like the 10 points, or it's 9.5. I buy it to 10. And I think the Bears, they're good at stopping the run. That's one thing they are good at. And the Lions, they run the ball off play action and then throw it. So if they can stop the run or slow it down, I think they can slow down the Lions' offense and cover that 10 points. So I'd take the Bears plus 10.
Wait, breaking news. That line just changed.
To what?
Did it really?
Yeah, it's Chicago plus 7.5 now.
7.5? Who's out? What the hell, man? They took my points off.
Oh, so they got Detroit minus 7? Oh, yeah. Give me them boys.
Money's got this
yeah, I mean, that's an easy money line, but yeah, they got you got spread.
Damn.
Yeah, they got them at minus 7.5. Yeah, give me them now for sure.
Bro, that was a drastic change. That's a point and a half
jump. Hell yeah!
This next game. This is probably one of the like underdog like big games of the week because it's like a season altering game. Whoever loses the game has a real slim shot of making the playoffs. So it's like a winner. You know, keeps your season alive. We got the L.A. Chargers going to Green Bay to take on Jordan Love and the weak ass Packers. All right. The Chargers are favored by 3 points, which all their games to me are close. I don't know. The Chargers should win this game. They should, but it's the Chargers.
All right, y'all want me to go first?
You have
to. Yeah, you can go first. Chargers can go first, yeah.
All right, but everyone listening in, I am a Chargers fan. I will give you if us going to Lambeau, we travel decent. I'm not going to lie to you. We actually travel pretty well. No one beats us. So, okay, so just a fun fact. When we just lost to the Lions, that was our 110th loss by single digits. No one ever beat like by more than single digits. So if you're scared, you can go ahead and take Green Bay plus points. But Chargers are going to win that. We should. We are better than them on all aspects, minus special teams maybe. We should win that game for sure.
I think this is a must-win game for the Chargers. They have to win this game. If not, I think the
Raiders got him.
Yeah, I just think the Chargers have to win.
I think
Chargers have to win it.
Go ahead, finish your pick, Panda.
I think the Chargers are going to win. I think, honestly, if I be real, I think they win by a field goal. I think they win by 3. I just can't trust the Chargers defense. The Chargers defense is
look the Packers. The Packers' offense can't really move the ball. Jordan Love is still learning. It's his first year as a starter. They're at home. The Chargers, like I said, they should win the game. And I feel like if they don't win the game or if they lose in like a fashion where they shouldn't lose, like how the Bills lost on Monday night, 12 men on the field type shit, I don't think Brandon Staley travels back with the team. I think they need to make a coaching change because there's too much talent on this team for them to be, what would it be, 4-6 if they lost or 4-7? So that's
– yep.
If I were to bet this game, I'd take the Packers and I'd buy it to 4 because I feel like Jordan Love's going to probably need a game-winning touchdown. So I'd buy it to 4, take the Packers plus the 4 if I had a bet. But the Chargers should win the game. They're just more talented, period.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going with the Chargers on this as well.
I'm lone wolf on the Packers plus.
Now, I will say, though, piggybacking off what Panda said, I honestly truly feel like this is a must-win game for the Chargers as well, though. And they need to come out and play like they have something to lose, if that makes sense. That AFC West is super tight, and that's kind of why I brought up the Raiders in that aspect for the same reason last week, why I feel like maybe they pull it off with Miami this week. I mean, shoot, Chargers and Broncos have the same record. Raiders are just a game ahead. And, you know, you guys are sitting second in the AFC West right now, so we'll see how that turns out. I think the Chargers definitely win, though. Tomorrow, they are the better team by far. Let's just see if they can put it together because we know how the Chargers can play, too.
I'm watching that game closely.
He said 110 games. 110 games, less than single digits.
It's crazy, bro. That's crazy. That's a crazy stat. That's bro, all my games I'll be watching are straight heartbreaks. But to piggyback off what D said and Panda, I feel like if we don't win by double digits or more, Staley's fired. Like, there's just like y'all said, there's no excuses, bro. Like, this was the year for sure. Of course, I was saying it, and we just threw it in. We threw it in the toilet. So yeah, if we don't win by like a good factor, I'm a Chargers fan. I'm a Chargers fan.
I don't. Y'all should win. Yeah, y'all are talented.
Crazy.
This next team that we have on our list is like I don't really care about it. I think Washington.
I'll just be straight. Washington. Just get Washington. They win the game. They're playing the Giants.
Yeah.
At home. Enough said.
Oh. Yeah. Exactly.
They'll cover the enough eight. Said.
Next. Yes, they cover the eight. Who wants to talk spreads? I think they cover the eight. They're nice.
Ace, you got anything about the Giants?
Well, I'm not gonna lie, I'm rocking with the Giants this week.
Oh hell no! Nah.
I'm rocking really? With the Giants. Yes, sir.
I can't follow
that. I know their ass. Washington, you know they're at home and all that good stuff. But for that same reason that I was talking about, just NFL being the NFL, for the sake of it being the Giants versus the Commanders, this is like a big game to them. If that makes sense, I feel like they're good. You said what?
I feel you.
I feel like this is going to be a big game for them and the fans, if that makes sense. And I feel like the Giants are going to come out with a W. That's just how I feel. I feel like their fans are going to be able to have something to brag about this week.
If Daniel Jones is playing, I agree with you.
I feel that, though.
I'm not saying Sam Howell is that guy, but as him being the leading passer right now, I just think he's things are all over them.
All right, so three of us on Commanders. We got Ace Lone Wolf on the Giants. If that one hits, Ace, I'll personally send you $20. All right?
Bro, thank you. Hey, let's do it.
All right, bro.
Let's do it.
Bucks and Niners next game. Niners back at home. They finally got a win since feels like September. Now they are hosting the Buccaneers, 11-point favorites. Panda, you're a Niners fan. Go ahead. Knock it off.
I'm obviously going to choose the Niners. I personally just don't think I don't think the Bucks offensive line can handle those two edge rushers as Nick Bosa and Chase Young. We know the history behind Nick Bosa, Baker in college. We all know that. I just think the defense is going to be way too much for that offense. Going to take the Niners.
The Bucks can't run the ball. Their O-line sucks. But they can definitely sling it. They got good receivers. Baker Mayfield will throw the ball. I do see them scoring some points in this game. I just see the Niners just dominating, though. So it'd probably be like a 30-17 game. I think the Niners cover.
I agree. I'm going with the Niners on this for that same reason. I think the Bucks have too tough of a challenge this week defensively. Niners are going to just manhandle that O-line, and we'll see if they can get any run game at all. So if they are forced to put that ball in the air, we'll see how that works out for them. And definitely rolling with the Niners on that for that reason.
All right. Juice?
Oh, yeah. I will gladly give me them Niners. I ain't going to lie to you, bro. They just had a spread in Jacksonville of plus, like, they were like plus six or plus minus three this last week, bro. Yeah. Statistically, I ain't going to lie. The Jags were supposed to hold them, and they just killed them, boys. They back. I think the Niners are all the way back because they have to.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, you get Niners minus 11. Give me it. Juice, lay it.
We take the spread confidently. Let's do it.
I'm rocking with the spread.
They're at home, too.
Exactly.
Let me just say this.
The Niners lost when they were supposed to lose. So I think it helped.
Yeah.
Those losses and then the bye week, that whole month of just bad taste in your mouth. You saw how it ended on Sunday. You feel me? So they came out the bye swinging. I think they're back. Ready to make a run.
Side note, a little player prop. Baker throws two of them. Niners defense scores one.
Uh-oh. A little quick prop.
This is a little insight, too. I think Wilkes being on that sidelines now is really good for that Niners defense, and you can just change how that – you can just see how that much changed the demeanor of that defense when he came to that sideline first week.
No. We got two more afternoon games and then the two primetime games. Let's make these quick so we can get out of here. Let's talk about the one that we care about least right now, the Seahawks and the Rams.
Huge game for the NFC West.
Big game
for the NFC West.
What, the Seahawks are in first place technically right now, or are you all tied?
No, we're both 6-3, but we have it right now because we have beaten the Rams.
And y'all play each other next week, right?
We play, Thanksgiving night, time.
Me personally, I like the Rams plus one. I don't know why. It should be a bigger spread for the Seahawks, but the Rams off a bye. Matt Stafford's back. They're at home. Give me the Rams plus the one to cover that.
I'm going to take the Rams, too, that even though being a Niner fan, I'm going to take the Rams that plus one. I just – Geno Smith hasn't looked that good this year, to be honest with you. That's just my case. I think Geno Smith throws a pick, and the Rams capitalize off that.
Ace?
I hear that. You know what? I'm having a hard time actually picking on this one. I'm not going to lie. And my heart is telling me to go Rams, but something tells me that Seahawks are still going to do what they need to do just to get a W. I think it'll probably be a close game. It may be a shootout. But I think I'm going to rock with the Seahawks on this, bro. I think they're going to go ahead and pull it off.
Let me go on and plead my case. My apologies. I just got home. But Seahawks-Rams, division game. I like Seahawks, bro. That defense, the DBs are so slept on. That's one of my favorite secondaries to watch right now. If y'all ain't peeping, them DBs are nasty. I know Stafford's not back, is he?
Yeah, he's back.
He said that Stafford's going to be back.
Yeah.
I still like the Seahawks, though, bro. Geno's doing enough. Their run game is there. Kenneth Walker is nice. He can throw the ball when need to. I mean, DK's whatever, but Smith and Jigba, Tyler Lockett, he going to get a toe tap. Yeah, go ahead and give me the Seahawks. And it's a pick'em.
It's a pick'em. I don't know why.
You guys think DK's overrated?
Who?
Yeah, but
DK.
No, I just don't think he has a quarterback. Like, Geno Smith is decent, but if, like, for example, A.J. Brown started balling, like, hard when he got with Jalen Hurts. DK neither.
That is very true. You think DK's in that same position?
That's all it is.
Yeah, truthfully.
Jets. Minus or Jets are plus 7.5 in Buffalo.
Bills need not win. They need to win this game.
What do we think?
You want me to go?
Hello?
Personally, give me the. Cut out on give me. Me. Can you hear me? I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear
Hold
you.
Hold on. Yeah, I can hear y'all. Can you hear me?
Oh, I hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you too, Juice.
For a second.
Okay, bet.
Okay, bet. Yeah, no, I can hear y'all.
All right, so Jets versus Bills, Jets plus 7. That's my pick, personally. Keep going. Y'all go.
Yeah, no, I'll go ahead and go. Personally, give me the Jets, bro. The Bills have been – they just aren't looking good. And the reason I'm taking the Jets, though, is because of my Aaron Rodgers theory. If they win this game, that's going to put them in a higher divisional standing because probably they 1-1 or 1-0 with them. And then, yeah, if Aaron Rodgers comes back, they really can make a run and get into the playoffs. So give me the Jets.
I think I'm gonna take the Bills right here, plus 7.
Minus 7, brother.
They're minus 7.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, they're minus.
Yeah, the Bills are minus 7. Give me the Jets, plus 7.
Nah, I'll still take the Bills minus 7. I thought, my bad. I'm taking the Bills. The Bills need to win this game. Josh Allen needs to find something. He needs to get that ball to Stephon Diggs.
If he don't, Stephon leaving.
Yeah, 100%. You seen what? Yeah, hell yeah, he leaving. He out of there. He's out of there.
He's like, bro, this nigga turned the fucking ball over.
He's out of there, bro.
Nah, but I will say some of those turnovers, though, that you have seen, even Josh Allen go ahead and some of those interceptions or whatnot, it hasn't always been his fault. Sometimes it's slapping right off the damn receiver's hands. And, I mean, we always have one person to blame, which is going to be him. So, with that being said, though, I hope that this is a different, story this week. Them being at home, I know they're both used to playing in cold weather and all that good stuff, so it's not going to make too much of a difference. But I'm definitely rocking with the Bills this week. I think that Josh Allen does have a little bit more to prove. Jets, they've been okay. They've been decent, bro. I'm not going to lie. I like the Jets. I really do. And this, I feel like it's going to be a good game. But I feel like if they can put it together and they can just play football, I think Josh Allen has enough experience to go ahead and get that W, bro. And I'm rocking with him tomorrow or Sunday night.
You think they cover the
Here,
Sunday?
You wanna, let me give
nah,
you all.
I'm definitely going with Jeff on the 7-0, but I'll take Bills on that money line all day. All
right.
I feel like they're going to get the W, but we're going with Jeff on that 7.
Let me give you all a quick little rundown of how the Jets' pass defense has been. Justin Herbert is 16 of 30, 136 passing, right? Pat Mahomes, 18 of 30, 203, one touchdown, two picks. Jalen Hurts. Let's look up Jalen Hurts's right here. Okay, he kind of aired him, but he had one touchdown and three picks.
All the 280 passes. Dak.
Exactly.
And if Dak goes out, that says something, though.
I mean,
but if Pat Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, and Justin Herbert don't,
that wasn't even held down.
And it's
Aiden O'Connell couldn't even go off against them. They was balling.
Their defense is nasty, bro. Give me the Jets.
Nah, they are, bro, and that's why I say the Jets. They nice, bro. I really do like the Jets.
They
and it's a secondary alone, in my opinion, that's really holding them down. You know what I'm saying? More than just a little sauce too. They got some players back here. They got dogs with that instinct, and when that ball's in that air, I didn't see them fly. But
you know
my
what?
Whole thing and my whole concept this week is the Bills gonna play some football, and I hope things turn around. They just need to catch the damn ball. They really do. I've been seeing too many drop passes, bro.
You're right. They just gotta catch. They catch the ball. You're right,
bro. That's what it comes down to. I think Josh Allen can put it where it needs to be, but I'm telling you, there's something in the air right now, and they have not been catching, bro. I've been seeing a lot of drop passes, and it's unfortunate for them, but. At the same time, that's kind of why they're in this position. So they definitely got to turn it around. And I think they're going to do it on Sunday, bro.
You know, I like what you said there, Ace. So I went to my phone, went to my app real quick, and I was like, let me do a little underdog parlay. We talked about the four teams already. Quick bet. All right, it's the Cardinals, Raiders, Jets, and then my last team, I'm already just spoiling it, the Eagles. All on the money line, all underdogs. Plus 1,500 or 15,000 odds. I got to take that.
Cool. Bro, how about it, bro? You need some money to put on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a smooth little underdog parlay. If y'all want to tail it with us, I'm going to throw it in, just see what happens. It's the NFL.
Hold on, D. Hold on, D. I'm going to put it on FanDuel and let you know the odds on FanDuel right now. We got Cardinals money line, Raiders money line.
Eagles.
The Eagles are underdogs. They gonna win that.
It's an arrowhead.
They play Kansas City in Kansas City, bro. And I ain't gonna lie, I'm rocking with Kansas City. I can't wait to talk about that joint. But I'm gonna hold off. I know it's coming up.
Yeah, we got two. Yeah,
15.
Left.
Yeah.
What did it say for you on yours?
I like that
juice.
Plus 15,044.
Yeah, I'm 15,844. Yep, same thing.
Ooh, that's hard. That might be hard, bro.
A little squad ride on that one right there.
Man, I'm throwing 100 on that joint. If
we're going to be sweating that Monday night game.
It will.
All three hit. We're going to be sweating that Eagles game for sure.
For sure.
Oh, 15,000.
Let's talk about this last two prime times. Joshua Dobbs going to – oh, this is in – I thought it was in Minnesota. This is in Denver. Vikings at Broncos, Sunday night football. Vikings are plus two on the road. So it's really a pick 'em if they were at home. So who y'all got?
So JJ's supposedly back, bro.
Maybe.
That's the word around town right now, is that he's going to be playing now. How healthy is he really? I'm confident. I would like to think that he's actually going to get a lot of play time. I don't know if he's out there and suited up, they're obviously going to play him. Now, I just don't know what type of performance to expect from him, because it has been a hell of a long time since we've seen that boy on that field. Now, with that being said, though, I'm still rocking with the damn Vikings. And that's reason being is because of that. I'm expecting him to have to, you know, make up for some lost time. You know, Kirk going to have to get him the ball, and that just is what it is.
Okay.
Kirk ain't the quarterback.
Oh, shit, it's Dobbs, right?
Dobbs.
Yeah,
Dobbs going to have to get him the ball. Either way, I honestly like how he's been playing as well. He's been doing his damn thing.
Go ahead, Juice.
Man, I ain't gonna lie, bro. Give me the Broncos, bro. They on a 3-game win streak. They beat the Packers. They beat a good Chiefs team, and you've seen what had just happened to the Bills. If Russ can manage the ball and they can run the ball like they just did against the Bills, bro, they on the up right now. And just like you said earlier, Ace, this AFC West is in a race right now. So
they need to win.
They need this win just as much as anybody else. They at home, minus 2.5, two at home.
Uh-huh.
Just win by a field goal at home. I like that. Yeah, give me the Broncos, bro. They doing it right now. I ain't going to lie to you.
I think this is my favorite pick of the week. the Broncos are hot. They're kind of scaring me. They started off real slow. Everybody's like, Sean Payton's a fraud, all that. They are back. This is who the Broncos were expected to be on week one, right? So the Broncos back. Minus 2.5.
Nah, I'm with hammer.
They're at home. They're going to win. Josh Dobbs has been playing good and all, but he's about to play a real team in the cold weather at night on prime time. I don't think he's ready for that. I mean, he's a good player and all, but Russell Wilson's a Super Bowl champion, and he's starting to look like it again. So exactly. I'm going to take the Broncos.
And you see what Russ just did in prime time, too.
You know what I mean?
He built for it.
Yeah, nah, he had a hell of a week last week, for sure.
I'm with D-Lo. Being in the AFC West and just, like, spectating this, honestly, watching – nah, this Broncos team is getting hot at the wrong time for me.
Wrong time.
Because we just Chargers got to play this twice still. So I'm going to tell you, we going to split for sure. I was hoping we swept this year, but nope. Now we going to split because they getting hot at the right time, bro. Give me the Broncos.
November, yeah, bro, best ball. November, December.
Yeah, we all know that. We know that. Yep. Yeah, give me the Broncos, bro. Minus 2.5 for just a Philly at home. Give me that all day.
Panda?
You got to take the Broncos, right?
Yep.
Even if JJ does play, you think he's gonna get locked down? Honestly,
Sertan gonna lock his ass down. He got a hammy.
That's exactly my point. I just locked fun my fun down.
Another fun fact for y'all, though. Even when Jettis plays, the team is worse. They're like 0-3 when he plays, and they went on that win streak when he got hurt.
Yeah, no, 100%, and that I do know. But I will say, it's just a pure fact of like a. How we mentioned, when some of these guys, they get a chance or even we're on a bye week and they come back home, you're either rusty or you have a game of your motherfucking life. And I know that more than him, with even Addison there, it's not just like JJ's the only target. I feel like if they can go ahead and move that damn ball, it's just going to open up opportunity for those big play moments for JJ to do his thing if he actually is going to get a good run. And with that being said, I think Broncos, their offense, has been doing their damn job, but I don't think that they're going to have the secondary to stop who they need to stop. And I'm not just talking about JJ there. I just have to highlight that if he comes back and he's playing, I am expecting a big, goddamn big game from him. And that's exactly why I'm rocking with the Vikings on that, for sure.
It's going to be a fun one.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to watch, night, most definitely. I'll be happy the Lone Wolf this week, for sure.
All right. Now, last game of the week, we got the Super Bowl rematch.
This is the game of the week, dude. This is game the game of the week, real. Honestly.
Super Bowl rematch. Eagles travel to Kansas City to get their rematch. The Eagles are robbed of that Super Bowl. Honestly, they should have had a chance to go tie the game, but, you know, they got called for a defensive holding. So, I feel like they're going to be hungry off a bye week. I got Philly.
I got to take Philly here, too. I just don't think the Chiefs' defense is that good. I just think
their defense is solid, but the thing is,
Eagles
can run and pass, and
you're going to stop
the
AJ.
Run a lot of man coverage, and they blitz a lot. So I take those receivers one on one all day.
Exactly.
And you know what? That does kind of make me feel like I should sway over there to the Eagles side because of what you had just said. Thinking about how hungry they are going to be and what this may mean to them, they're probably going to come out with some vengeance and really ball the hell out. And they have the talent to do it. They have the talent to beat them. This is, like, probably one of the most closely matched up teams, in my opinion. But I'm still rocking with Kansas City. And for the same reason you were going with Russell, when we talk about championship quarterbacks, when we talk about experience, the whole nine, just the way that Kansas City does their whole get down, even with Mr. Reed over there, I love what they got going on, bro. And for that same reason, them knowing how big of a game it is, and they're not just going to lay down for the Eagles just because they got a Super Bowl and the Eagles didn't. They're going to come back and try to make sure that they understand why they were the Super Bowl champs. And for that same reason, rocking with Kansas City, baby. Let's go get
it up. Give me Philly. this Kansas City team is not the team that they played in the Super Bowl, bar none.
Not even close.
I think personally, I see where Ace is coming from though, 1,000%. Like, yeah, they're gonna go out there and show them why they're the champs. You know what I mean? I get that, but Philly got that bitter taste in their mouth. They're gonna come out there and do something crazy. Give me Philly for sure. Philly.
The only thing that scares me, the Chiefs just lost their last game to Denver, and then they went to a bye week. So they got two straight weeks where they just got a bad taste in their mouth. They had to come off a bye week, get that taste at their mouth, off of L.
I mean, it's a big game for the Chiefs, too.
That's what I'm saying. That it's the Chiefs. They just lost. So they're going to be hungry to win that game. Like, they don't want to lose two in a row, and then now they got to travel to Vegas and lose three in a row. So I'm still going to take Philly in a close game, probably like 27-24. I think they win the game. Philly, I got to go with them.
I love those numbers, though. I'm not going to lie. I love those numbers. 27-24. Yeah. That sounds nice.
I just don't think fucking the Chiefs can like do a shootout with them. I just don't think Pat Mahomes has receivers to do that with.
Well, the, like, if it comes the Eagles out to pass be a defense shootout, is shit. I will say that this year.
It is pretty. Yeah, it hasn't been the best. But they did just get Kevin Byard, so it might get a little bit better.
That's true. They still got Slay.
They're going to be picking on that boy.
But, all right, y'all. That was solid. What is that? Week? This is week 11?
Week 11 for college,
10
for NFL?
Yeah, week 10 for NFL, week 11 for – no, it's week 11 for NFL, week 12 for college.
Yeah, it's week 11 for NFL, week 12 for college.
All right, let's get these picks. Y'all heard my underdogs of the week. We got the Jets, Raiders, Cardinals, and the Eagles on Monday night. If it hits, I'll be rich. Let's get it.
I think we're all going to do a little squad right on that one. We're going to take all those picks right there.
We got to,
most definitely.
We got to. I'm for sure. I might like that.
About to lock it in right now, actually.
All right, bro. We're going to tap in. I'm going to get this posted. It'll be up probably Thursday morning, if not Friday at the very latest. So.
Yeah, sorry. Sounds good.
I'm going to get on the Discord, and I'm going to get it all ready for us tonight.
Hey, so text me your emails. I can probably email y'all straight the audio.
You said email?
Yeah, just send me your email. I'm going to try to email you the audio, so if you can post on the Discord or whatever, you can try to post it there.
All right, bet. I got you.
All right, later, y'all.
Yeah, all right, later. Y'all.